In the financial pages of The Economist magazine recently, we noticed a little chart of small stock markets from places like New Zealand, Ireland, and Iceland. Sneer, if you please, O captains of finance, but the Iceland line for stock market growth is off the chart, almost vertical over the last 5 months. Day-to-Day's Noah Adams spoke to the Financial Times Nordic correspondent in Stockholm, Sweden. He's Nicholas George.
Mr. George, in The Economist chart, they show Portugal and Finland and Ireland, New Zealand, Norway, and they show graph lines, and those look like foothills of mountains. And then you've got Iceland looking like Mont Blanc there. What's going on?
It's a small stock market, so you don't need much to get those kind of changes. There are quite a few reasons for it. I suppose you could say there's been a structural reason. There's been a lot of deregulation. There's been some privatization of the banks there, which has led to some consolidation. People see the opportunities for consolidation and the profits that that can bring. There's been, I suppose, a more interesting factor is there's been a lot of expansion abroad by some Icelandic companies in the banking sector. Kaupthing has become a Nordic bank rather than just an Icelandic bank. It has bought a lot of stuff in Denmark and Sweden. Then you've got a pharmaceuticals company which specializes in generic products, which is big in Eastern Europe. Osso, which makes artificial limbs. These perhaps aren't the world's biggest companies, but they're companies which have come outside Iceland and grown outside Iceland, and they've been rewarded on the stock exchange. The big boost to the economy in the last few years has actually been from aluminium, with a lot of aluminium plants being built.
Are they getting the ore from Iceland?
No, far from it. That comes in on great big ships. But what they do have in Iceland is a cheap and abundant supply of electricity through hydroelectric power and through thermal power. Well, one of the main costs in producing aluminium is electricity. This has been a great place to build it.
Can someone from outside Iceland pick up some stock on the exchange there?
Well, you can, whether you want to or not. You might question if the market's gone up so much, whether it might be a bit frothy at these levels. Talking to analysts in Iceland, they would say, of course, you can always find justifications for these levels, but you might want to say that while the party's going on, the smart people are calling the taxis at the moment.
As the growth continues, the smart people are getting out of the market.
Are considering getting out. What I'm saying is that it's a market which has grown so quickly, gone up so quickly, that it's starting to look rather highly valued.
The Icelandic musician Björk has a new album out, and she's doing quite well. Is she a factor at all economically there?
Well, I think she was a few years ago. Certainly she got a lot of publicity to the country, but I think things have moved on now. Icelanders might be a little sour if you endlessly told them they were just the country of Björk and pixies and fairies.
Right.
They see themselves now as a reasonably successful economy, and when you go to Reykjavik now, you can tell that. When you go around, the amount of new cars and four-wheel drives and conspicuous consumption, it's certainly a change from how it was, let's say, 10 years ago.
Nicholas George is the Financial Times Nordic correspondent talking with us from Stockholm. Thank you, sir.
No problem. Thanks a lot.
And that interview by our colleague, Noah Adams.